you've gone to 990theanswer.com and checked out our small business shop local section. That is a directory that we're asking anybody who's doing business in the Philadelphia metro area, or really anybody that's listening and wants to attract attention to what you're doing. You're still open for business, particularly if you're doing it online. Let us know. Fill out that form, 990theanswer.com. Click on the shop local banner and fill it out, and then we'll post you up there. Free directory. It's a free of charge thing to do. Just lets our listeners know that you're open, and hopefully our folks will go to that same shop local banner there, 990theanswer.com, and check it out. One of our great friends and longtime partners here, we're highlighting them, their work, and our longtime partnership. Mike Garvey joins me now from Pro Health Plans on Philadelphia's AM 990 The Answer. Mike, it's a pleasure to talk with you, and as always throughout this, I always mention that our business model in radio is it's a three-legged stool, right? It's what we do on the air. It's those of you that advertise and sponsor what we do on the air, but also just as equally important are the folks that listen that hopefully call you up and do business with you. So thanks for your time today.
No problem.
How is business, I guess I'll ask. That's what I've been asking all the businesses we do business with. How's yours?
My business has been very well. I think a business like mine is online more so than anything else, more than face-to-face. People are able to do that, so they're able to go online and find out what we have and entertain what we do for people for insurance.
What do you do? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, Mike, but maybe for people that don't know Pro Health Plans, you want to talk a little about what you do generally?
Yes, and generally speaking, we're a health insurance. I would call it a boutique company. Our plan's not for everybody. It's for people that have good health. It's like the old days before Obamacare where they actually check out people for health, and as long as you have decent health and not a burning building, the insurance company will go along with that. So we're out there for people, and we're open year-round. That's another big item these days because with the Obamacare plans, as most people know, it's only open for open enrollment late November through to the first of the year. And so you can start and stop our plan anytime. And again, if you have decent health, it's really a way to go because it's quite a bit less than what's going on with most Obamacare plans.
Have things improved in your perspective from the Obamacare days to the Trump administration in the last 3.5 years? I know they never really fully unwound it. They tried to chip at parts of it. Has it improved or is it still pretty ugly?
It hasn't improved for the people that haven't figured out that there's other alternatives like my plan. And I'm not just touting my plan. A lot of people don't realize that there are other options out there. Very little, but there are other options because people are paying. I mean, it's crazy what people are paying, Chris. I see families paying $2,500 a month. Can you imagine?
Wow.
And so, yeah, we're a fraction of that in most situations with saving people 50, 60% over those types of numbers.
People listen to me on the stream. They're hearing our conversation out of state. Is it a state-by-state thing, or can you? That was always one big debate, was being able to sell insurance across state lines. Where does that stand? And I don't know why that's still not available, by the way. Can you enlighten me?
Yes, that's something that President Trump was going to try to get straightened out, and so far it hasn't happened. It really doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Myself, I'm licensed in 23 states. My company does business in 36 states. And there are some states that will just not have anything but Obamacare, so they're locked down and they're not giving people options. But most states, like I say, 36 are available for this company to be sold to them if they qualify for it. So it's still the same that you can't sell across state lines unless you have licenses in each state. That's kind of weird.
That would, I mean, true or false, market forces would immediately kick in and cause people to spend less just because costs would have to compete with one another, right? Costs would naturally sort of drop?
Yeah, you would certainly think so. I would say probably 15-20% would come off the top right away just by having that done.
I can't really tell you
why that hasn't happened.
A guy, you know, I don't know, a middle-aged guy like me, if it's just me or my wife and I don't have kids anymore or whatever, I know Obamacare forced me to pay for a whole bunch of stuff that I don't want and need.
Right.
Are you able to purchase very streamlined health insurance these days for just your needs?
Yes, that's exactly what we do. We don't, for example, cover maternity. Most people at 50s and 60s don't need maternity, my God, and I get a few laughs out of that. Oh, my God, no, not that. Yeah. So, yes, there are things that are put into these Obamacare plans that people don't necessarily need or want, and we're able to streamline those and make a whole lot more sense. You know, insurance should be about, you know, making sure that you're covering a catastrophic event or anything that's going to make sense, but just to cover pediatric dentistry or, you know, abortion and things like that, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to most people.
Speaking of that, at Pro Health Plans, is it strictly health plans you do, or do you do other kinds of plans like dentistry or eye or other things?
Well, there's dental and vision that can be added on. There's some critical illness that can be added on. And so, yeah, there's some different other options that people can plug in that are separate policies, but with the same company.
Well, you've been a longtime friend of our radio station, and for that we're very, very thankful. But I know, you know, anybody that's listening to us and maybe don't know you yet, or they're thinking, hey, I'll investigate this, what would you want people to know?
Well, I'd want people to know that they could call and get a price within 10, 15 minutes, which just happened right before you were on. People call in and they find out that they can save 50, 60, 30, whatever percent it is. Or in some situations, it doesn't fit, and I tell them right away. That's the situations.
That's so outstanding.
I'm at Pro Health. I'm at ProHealthPlans.com, and I'm easily reached, especially in these days where you can't go anywhere.
ProHealthPlans.com, and like I say, we know that there are people listening to us streaming and downloading us all over the country. So you're in 33 different states. I guess they can get online and find out whether you can work for them or not.
I certainly can. Quick phone call and maybe we'll remedy that.
Mike Garvey is at ProHealthPlans.com. Thanks for the work you do. And again, I mean, your advocacy for customers right now in a muddy world of health insurance is valuable, but we appreciate your business here too, Mike. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Chris.